Newmarket's Don't Furry, Be Happy Animal Rescue has raised more than $900 toward paying off its substantial vet bills with the help of Aurora, Newmarket and East Gwillimbury communities. With more donations expected to be processed in the coming days, the foster-based rescue is using every dollar raised from donated cans and bottles to pay for an outstanding vet bill of $6,470. Jacqueline Bach, who has been volunteering with the rescue for close to 3 years, took charge of the bottle drive initiative in early December when the team learned that the bill was recommended to be paid by the end of the year. "I made a post to the Aurora Community Connection Group on Facebook explaining what they could do to help, and the people of the town were absolutely incredible," Bach said. "People were stepping up from all over, so much so that one person managed to fill my Jeep from front to back with cans and bottles to donate." After just a week and a half, Bach had collected roughly $350 to be put toward the rescue's bill after collecting the deposit fees. It wasn't until she published another Facebook post to thank the Aurora community on January 5th that the campaign began to spread even further. "It just absolutely blew up," Bach said, having now raised close to $1,000. "I had so many people reaching out to me through Facebook comments and private messages who were willing to help. I even had people who tucked cash into my hands when I arrived to pick up their bottles. The generosity from people all over York Region added up, and it was able to make a huge dent in the cost. I cannot tell you how grateful I am that people stepped up so fast." Dr. Donia Hyder, founder of Don't Furry, Be Happy Animal Rescue, explained what comprises the lofty expenses and how the family-run, not-for-profit rescue continues to operate despite them. "Our partner vet is wonderful at giving us time to pay off our tab, which consists of all of our foster animals' vetting. This includes neuters, spays, microchipping, vaccinations, injuries and checkups," she said. "Adoption fees and various fundraisers like 50-50 draws, bottle drives or auctions are what go toward reducing these expenses year-round. It's not without stress, however." Hyder said the rescue is always looking for ways to raise money to ensure it can continue its mission of protecting animals from unnecessary euthanasia, abuse, abandonment and homelessness. "It is not only a tough time for us but a tough time for everyone," Bach said, who has spent her recent evenings collecting the donated cans and bottles herself. "There were a couple of times that I was in tears during the collections. And you cannot grasp just how many people in the community are willing to help during hard times until you stop and think about it." Bach's feelings are shared by the rescue's founder, who also admits to shedding tears of shock and joy upon seeing what local community members are willing to do to support their rescue. "There are great people out there and I cannot thank them enough. No expression of my thanks can be a measure of how I feel, because these animals would not survive or be adopted without the generosity of the public," Hyder said. Those interested in finding out more about how to foster or donate with Don't Furry, Be Happy are encouraged to contact the rescue through their website, Instagram or Facebook.